Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Sharon Howard, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, July 27th, and I am reading Romans 2 from the NIV version. So we begin, my Bible says, with God's righteous judgment. You, therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them, and yet you do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of His kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, He will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But the glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are the law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts. Their consciousness are also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. The next section is called The Jews and the Law. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know His will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of the little children, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. So then, if those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you, who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. A person is not a Jew who is one only outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I think about this passage, I am convicted about the times that I judge others when I do not want to be judged. But I'm so reminded of God's kindness and His forbearance and His patience. And I'm so very, very thankful that by grace we are saved through faith, and that by grace we are forgiven if we ask God to forgive our sins. As we enter into this time of prayer, I would appreciate it if you would pray for our children's ministry and our families. Soon we'll begin our new Sunday school year, and it is an exciting time in the life of our church with the renovation starting on the second floor. So please pray for our families and the children that we minister to. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your love and your presence. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you that by grace we are saved through faith and that we are forgiven by your grace. I pray that we will not be a judgmental people, but a people that constantly realize that we are in need of you and need to constantly ask for our forgiveness. I pray for our children. I pray for their families. I pray that during this time of transition that there will be excitement and encouragement and enthusiasm, and our kids will be excited to come and learn about you. In your name we pray. Amen.